This is Primal Potential, and I am your host, Elizabeth Benton. Primal Potential is about you. Your ability to change is not defined by yesterday and doesn't need to wait until tomorrow. Your transformation is now. Let's get started.
Hello, everybody, and welcome back to the Primal Potential Podcast. I am Elizabeth Benton with you for this is our seventh podcast in a week. Sarah, it's been a lot, hasn't it?
It's been a lot.
I have really enjoyed doing seven podcasts in 7 days, and I'm really excited to go back to three podcasts in 7 days. How's it going, Sarah?
It's going great. It's a beautiful day here. It's sunny.
I know. It's sunny and it looks warm, but it's not warm.
No, not yet.
Not yet, but it will be soon. Soon we're going to be like, you need some air conditioning.
Exactly.
Yeah. I'm excited for that. So for those of you who are a little newer to the show and wondering what is happening here, why is there some other voice here? We recently added a Saturday show to the podcast where we answer your questions. And we have a lot of questions. And Sarah joins me because that's just super fun. At least it's fun for me.
It's getting to be more fun for me, too.
If you guys go back and listen to the podcast where I introduced Sarah, poor Sarah was like, this sucks. I hate you. I want to go home. This is awful.
Total sweaty palms. Yeah. Super nervous.
Yeah. But we're like finding a groove.
I agree.
It's the headset.
Yes, it totally is.
We have a new like audio setup that's really over my technical skill set level. And one day I'll have it figured out. But that day is not now. But we're enjoying it and it's going to be fun. So we have a bunch of questions that we're going to dive into today. And if you have questions or if you have topics that you want to hear about on the podcast, you can go to primalpotential.com/inbox and ask your questions. You can leave a comment. You can suggest a topic, maybe for the Q&A or maybe just for a standalone episode. But we always love to know what's going on in your world, what you are struggling with, so that we can help. And I'm really excited about that. As you might have heard, registration is now closed for the spring 12 weeks to transformation because it kicks off on Sunday, April 7th. But do not worry. We will have a wait list up very, very soon for the next one. I don't yet know when the next 12 weeks to transformation will be. Last year, we did not offer it in the summer. This year, don't know yet. But stay tuned. Don't miss an episode because we will make that decision here shortly. All right. Enough of that stuff, I think. Hey, you know, actually, before we start with the questions, Sarah and I are both in this Primal Potential Facebook group. It's totally free, open to the public. We'll put the link in the show notes, primalpotential.com/585. But somebody posted something today. I don't know if you saw it yet, Sarah. But it was some quote about like how people ask you if you're married, if you have kids, but people rarely ask if you are happy.
I did see that.
And I was like, I love that because I always say that the goal is the feeling, right? And when I saw that, and I think I commented up in along the same lines on the post, when I saw that, I was like, what will I do today to make me happier? Like what one or two or three or 20 things can I and will I do today to make me a little bit happier? So I think I wrote on the post that I was going to go for a walk around the property and see what's blooming because that'll make me happy. And I think I put that I was going to cuddle with my boyfriend. And oh, I know what I said. I was going to go tech-free after 7 o'clock tonight. No computer, no phone after 7 p.m. So I wanted to like throw that question to you, Sarah. What 1, 2, 3, 20 things can and will you do today to increase your own happiness today?
Well, right now, sitting in the sunshine that's coming through your skylight is really making me happy.
I know, right?
It feels so good. But lately, I have been going for runs and have been really enjoying that sort of high that comes after that. I don't always want to go. I don't always have that motivation, but I always feel like once I do it, it actually makes my day a lot better.
So does that mean you're going to go for a run later?
I am. That's the plan.
All right, let's get to the first question. What do we got?
First question is, why do I keep holding myself back?
Why do I keep... First of all, credit to the person asking this question for knowing there's another level, right? Because I think sometimes we just settle for the way things are, and go through the motions. And we can not only go through the motions for a day, we can go through the motions for decades without saying there's more for me. So first, kudos for owning that there is another level for you. Second, I think you're asking the wrong question. Instead of why do I keep holding myself back? I think the right question, the more powerful question, is what can I do today to move myself forward? What I see oftentimes, and this comes up a lot when I'm coaching clients, is we try to figure out the problem more than we try to implement a solution. So I don't think it necessarily matters that you get a PhD in the problem and, you know, feel confident writing a thesis on the why behind why, you know, why you're holding yourself back. Answers are found in action. And sometimes action eliminates the need for an answer. So I would challenge you, instead of saying, you know, what the heck is wrong with me? Why do I keep holding myself back? Instead, what are you able and willing to do today to move forward? And maybe that is, I'm going to spend 20 minutes on me, whether that is journaling, reading, meditating. One of the questions that I've talked about a lot this week in the VIP email, as well as on the podcast, is just answering that question, what's possible? Allow yourself, practice being a more expansive thinker. What if this? What if that? Could I this? Could I that? And then action steps, like maybe it's as simple as, like Sarah said, I can go for a run today. Or maybe I'm not going to have any alcohol today. Or I am going to intentionally build a relationship with my sister or my spouse or somebody new. So I would redirect this question away from why do I keep holding myself back to what am I able and willing to do today to move myself forward.
This next reader asks, how to stay focused on the process today and not go down the rabbit hole of worrying about the future or how long change will take?
How to stay focused on the process today. I can so relate to that rabbit hole of worry and to how long it will take. I used to do this crazy making stuff where I'd be like, okay, if I want to lose 150 pounds, if I lose 2 pounds a week, it's going to take me the rest of my life, you know? And I would feel discouraged before I had even begun. And it was truly crazy making. I would do the same thing with debt. Well, if we have an extra $50 a week and we have $130,000, and Jesus, why am I even going to bother, you know? And so much of that comes when we talk ourselves out of it. I think the answer is in the question. Stay focused on the process today. So when you notice yourself, and this goes back to what we talked about in last Sunday's episode of the podcast, I believe it's episode 579, awareness. Building awareness, and we talk about how in episode 579, and I'll link to it in the show notes for today, but go back to that, because when you build awareness, you will recognize more when you're in that rabbit hole, when you are taking yourself down this path of like, oh my gosh, I have so far to go. It's going to take so long. And you'll be able in that moment to redirect to the process today. What is my process today? We all have, and you've heard me say this a million times before, a finite amount of energy and attention. When you give your energy and your attention to the future, you're robbing it from the present. You don't know. You could get hit by a bus next Wednesday. You know what I mean? Like, you just don't know. So spending too much effort, energy, attention on how far you have to go is just inefficient. It's waste. It's waste of time. It's waste of motivation. It's waste of potential, because that could be applied to what am I able and willing to do today? The how here is just constant redirection. And the more you redirect, you build that awareness so you can say, oh, Jesus, here I am 2 weeks out from now. Here I am in my head playing out where I'm going to be in 6 months. Here I am feeling frustrated over some future point in time that I haven't arrived in yet. Redirect to the moment you're in. When the moment you're in, come back to that. When the moment you're in, come back to that. Then it becomes a pattern. I too can flash forward and be like, when, you know, I'm in the middle of a renovation of my office, and I can immediately go to, you know, and then we got to do the kitchen, and then we got to do the this, and then we get, look, I don't have to do anything right now. I got workers out there right now. You can probably hear them in the background every once in a while working on it. And that's all I can do. So my energy needs to be applied to the moment I'm in any given moment. And I am stealing my energy from that moment when I'm in the future, when I'm in the past. So it really is, number one, awareness, episode 579. And number two, it's redirection, coming back to the moment you're in again and again and again, hundreds of times, as many as needed, until it just becomes something that you automatically recognize and redirect from. That's what I think.
We're going in a different direction for this next question.
Okay.
Who's your favorite band?
That's such a tough question because it really depends on my mood. Who's your favorite band? Gotcha.
Yeah, I really don't know. I love music. I don't know that I could choose.
Yeah. Who were we listening to earlier and you said?
Oh, the Lumineers.
The Lumineers. Yeah.
Love them.
Yeah. The Lumineers came on. It depends on my mood. Like, so I have a few public Spotify playlists. So if you go to Spotify and you search Primal Potential, not only will you find the podcast, but you'll also find three playlists. They're really old. They haven't been updated in a while. Not really old, a few years. But one is chill music that's usually in the background when I'm working. And there are a lot of songs on there that I just love and could listen to. Some of it's just like piano music. Some of it's, I don't even know. Easy. I don't even know how to. Just, one of them was the Lumineers. And I totally love that. But if the other day it was a beautiful day, my sunroof was open, my windows were down, my hair was crazy, and I was just like blasting hip hop. So yeah, if I had to pick where I'm at today, I've been in an Imagine Dragons phase for like 18 months. And I really love them. But it's tough to say a favorite. That's a good question though.
I'm sorry to cut you off.
No.
I heard Imagine Dragons on the way here and I thought of you.
I appreciate that. Somebody asked me like, what's my go-to hype song? And even that depends. Whatever It Takes by Imagine Dragons, mm-hmm. like I just, it's kind of a mantra.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I really like that. I asked you yesterday what your favorite color was and you said, let's see if I can remember. You said green.
I did.
Ah. And I said like a bright blue.
Yes.
Yeah. Not like a teal blue. That is so good. What just happened, for those of you that aren't sitting here in the kitchen with us, somebody came to the door. And this is why I can't wait for the office to be done. Because I'm like, are they going to knock? Are they going to expect that because we can see them? We're just sitting here and like not moving that we're just going to. Yeah. No, but that was an excellent example of what I would like to happen when a delivery comes to the door.
Mm-hmm.
Just quietly set it down and walk away.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Give a little wave.
Yeah. But the last delivery that came 10 minutes ago, the gentleman was like, you know, you have a package here. Yeah. Thanks.
We got it.
Okay. If you had to, then we'll get to questions. I promise. You know, those contests where it's like how many jelly beans are in the jar?
Mm-hmm.
How many boxes are in this room right now?
Oh, many. I don't know. Like, a lot. And I'm even looking at them and I still don't know.
Like, give me a ballpark if you had to guess.
16.
There are so many boxes. I was going to say that there's way more than 16. There's way more than 6. We have more than 20 boxes in this room right now. Yep. Between the identity journals, and then we have boxes of envelopes because I got the craziest deal on padded envelopes. I didn't know. We need to stop.
Okay, let's focus here. Okay. I am quite OCD. Why is it that I have trouble following through with my goals?
You are OCD or the person asking is OCD?
The person asking.
Okay, so the question is, if I am OCD, like have obsessive tendencies, then why is it that I have trouble following through? Well, I think part of it is that you tell yourself that you have trouble following through. There's such a huge difference between I have trouble following through. Why do I have trouble following through? And what will I do today to build a pattern of follow through? On what can I follow through today so that I can be someone who doesn't have trouble following through? This comes down to something, and we could have this same conversation about any one of these questions. Are you focused on the problem or are you focused on the solution? So when we say something like, why do I have trouble following through? We are investing in the problem and not the solution. Investing in the solution is, how can I follow through? Not in general, but today. So, for example, I'm just trying to think of like a real life example. If I am somebody who struggles to follow through, then what I would challenge myself to do is, as soon as we're done this recording, to create the show notes, to tag the file, to upload the file, to embed it in the show notes, and to schedule both of them to be released, instead of, oh, check, the recording's done. Now I need to get back to all those other parts. But first, let me check the chickens. First, let me respond to some emails. First, let me go for a walk. Identify the smallest things, the things that seem unrelated, where you can create follow through. You put clothes in the washing machine, set a timer on your phone for however long your washer cycle takes. And when it goes off, you put them in the dryer. Set a timer on the phone for however long the dryer takes, and when it goes off, fold the clothes. Do not do anything else until you've folded and put the clothes away. There are going to be hundreds of opportunities in a day to follow through. You get the mail out of the mailbox. Instead of setting it on the counter and coming back to it 3 days later when you clean the kitchen, sit down, pay the bills, do what needs to be done, discard what needs to be discarded. If it's a magazine, don't leave it lying about. Go through it, recycle it, whatever you need to do. But look for, in every day, the opportunities to practice being someone who follows through. You cannot continue to define yourself as someone who doesn't follow through and then wonder why you don't follow through. You know? I mean, that's just, it's like, I have a temper in traffic. If you tell yourself, oh my gosh, I lose my mind in traffic, I just go bonkers, blah, blah, blah. Like, well, what happens when you're in traffic? You've been instructing yourself that you are this way. You think all of a sudden, you know, I'm feeling really chill today. Probably not. So don't define yourself by the problem. Don't investigate the problem. Participate in the solution. It's kind of what I think about that.
Okay, my inconsistency is driving my frustrations. What is the key to overcoming this?
Inconsistency and consistency are, I think, as misunderstood as motivation. Consistency is not some level that we hit. Like, I need to do all of this stuff so that I can be consistent, or I'm not there yet. I haven't arrived yet at this place called consistency. Consistency is a choice. It is a choice that we make dozens, more than dozens of times every single day. So this circles back to what we just talked about, right? You are either trying to understand the problem, you are investing in the problem, you are defining yourself by the problem, you are describing the problem, or you are participating in the solution. So if the problem is I'm frustrated by my inconsistency, overcoming it is not about some path you travel down. It is not some destination you arrive at. It is a decision you make today. So I would begin like this. What does consistency mean to me? Because we throw around this word inconsistent because maybe we see a lot of variability in our behavior. But almost every time I say to somebody, well, what does consistency mean to you? They struggle a little bit. That's where we have to start. If you were as consistent as you would like to be, what would that look like? What would that be in your life? And then from there, it becomes really simple. Well, am I able and willing to do those things just for today? Just for today. Going back to the question about like getting overwhelmed by the path of the future and staying in the moment you're in, the same thing is true with consistency. It's not about Monday. It's not about the first of the month. It's not about after your birthday or when the kids go back to school or after spring break or anything like that. What am I able and willing to do? Like, let's actually play that out right now, this idea of consistency. If you were able to define yourself, and maybe you are, Sarah, but if you were consistent, what would that mean to you to be a consistent person? Because we're all going to define it differently, and I'll tell you what it means for me, but like, what does that mean to you? So many people really struggle to define it. And then they're like, why am I so inconsistent? Well, it begins with the fact that you haven't identified what consistency is.
And I'm definitely that person. Consistency to me is being focused on my goals on the days that I want to complete them. For instance, like every Monday, Wednesday, Friday, I want to go for a run. Consistency would be doing those days, going for those runs each day.
So then that way, when you know, like one thing that consistency means to me is that I run Monday, Wednesday, Friday without exception. I don't make excuses. I don't say I'll do it tomorrow. I don't say, oh, I'm not feeling it. I do it. So when you're trying to create consistency, then it's like, well, today's Wednesday, run, you know, like that is how we build it versus not knowing and having it be this ambiguous thing. You've heard me say before that specificity is a superpower. One of the things that consistency means to me is that I eat the same way on Tuesday that I eat on Saturday, that my Sunday and my Wednesday look pretty much the same, you know, that I am consistent in fueling myself really well, that there is not wild variability like there used to. My days used to be either extreme deprivation, eating like an unhappy bird. And the reason I say unhappy bird is because I used to say eating like a bird, but my birds eat like kings. Don't they eat a lot?
Very happily.
Yeah. So my days used to be super inconsistent in that one day would be unhappy bird-like behavior, barely eating. And then another day would be, if it's not nailed down, I'm hoarding it and eating it and then looking for more. So one thing that consistency means to me is the way that I eat, whether I am on a business trip or it's vacation or it's Tuesday or it's, you know, Saturday at home, it looks pretty much the same, you know? So if I were trying to create consistency, I would say, well, how am I going to implement that today, right? Consistency to me means I am using my body every single day. So for me, while it might have in the past meant, you know, going to CrossFit 6 times a week, now I'm more open than that. I want to lift something heavy or get myself breathless in physical activity like every single day. And sex is excluded from that because that just doesn't fall into the physical fitness category. For me anyway, for you marathoners out there, like rock on. It's just too much information. Mom, I'm sorry. it's not a fitness activity for me. Yeah. Where was I going with that? Oh, so yesterday I didn't go to my CrossFit gym, but I did work outside in the yard moving fence posts and pulling them up out of the ground. And so that is consistent for me in that I want to do hard work, physically hard work, every day. That doesn't mean I'm in the CrossFit box every day, but I am doing physically hard work where it's either heavy or I'm getting breathless every single day. So if I'm frustrated that I'm inconsistent, I have to first define what consistency means for me. And then going back to the thing we've been talking about, what am I able and willing to do about that today? That is the key to overcoming it, investing more in today's solution than in yesterday's problem. That's how I feel.
Okay. So what should I do when I feel mentally blocked?
Take action. That one's easy. What should I do when I feel mentally blocked? Anything, right? There's so many. Do you hear that?
I do.
Buzzy?
Mm-hmm.
What did I do? Did I move? Oh, it stopped. Don't touch anything.
Stay very still.
We had some technical difficulties earlier, and so we walked away from it. And then my boyfriend called, and we didn't change anything, but just the fact that he called to help, things started working. I hate when that happens. I'll be like, my car won't start. And then the fact that he walked outside, I do the same exact thing and the car starts. It's just, I don't know what it is, but literally we changed nothing. He called and was like, is this where this should be? Yes. Is this this? Yes. All of a sudden it just starts freaking working. Didn't happen.
It's so true. Yep.
And I said, don't touch anything. Let's just sit here until my next call is over. Don't move. Don't breathe. Everything's fine. So yeah, if that tick tick comes back, it's your fault. Anyway. Oh, what was the question? Mentally blocked.
Back to being mentally blocked.
Back
yes.
Back to being mentally blocked. You know, this is one of those things. I don't know what tangent brought me to the whole, oh, the tick, tick, tick. That's what yeah. It was. Okay.
I'm not moving.
When you feel mentally blocked, you either are going to submit to that or you are going to realize, just like we talk about emotionally, you are your own mood maker. You are also your own motivation engine. Sometimes it's about creative, you know, like when I was writing, if I would feel mentally blocked, this is what I would do. Write one awful sentence. Write one bad idea, right? Because that's, sometimes we're mentally blocked. It's not that we don't know what to do. It's that we're struggling to do something to our standard, right? Especially with creative work. Like, I can't think of anything good. Great. Think of something bad. The point is just to do something. And so for me, the mental blocks are more creative. And I just take the pressure of good, of right, of perfect, of at my standard off. And it's, I have this thing with one of my girlfriends, we do these money-making mornings, and we're not actually like printing money or even making money, but we are generating ideas about business growth, right? And without a doubt, there are days it's like, I don't know. So my challenge to myself then is, okay, come up with three terrible ideas. And they're wacky, off the wall, completely bizarre, you know? And that is enough to just do something. So do something. Go outside. Find inspiration from somebody else. Look up somebody who motivates and inspires you. Just take action. It could be, and everybody's different here, so know thyself. This goes back to awareness, right? Are you somebody who feels so much better after physical activity? Go for a walk. Go for a run. Lift some weights. Are you tired? Is it that you feel blocked because you're just spent? So maybe meditate, take a nap, go to bed early tonight. Are you feeling mentally blocked? Not because there are no ideas, but because there's nothing that you consider a good idea. Well, what's a bad idea? You don't have to act on it, but challenge yourself to shift from the problem to the solution. And there's going to be infinite numbers of solutions. You just have to find the ones that work for you. You are a creative person. What do you do when you're mentally blocked?
Listen to your podcasts. Oh, seriously.
That's a good idea. Yeah. I did not pay her to say that.
No, she didn't. And go into the Facebook group. Seriously, if you guys aren't a part of it already, it's so motivating for everything too. It's like fitness and health and
life.
Recipes and life. Yes. Oh my gosh. That's where I go.
I was actually thinking that today. You were here, but I don't think I said it out loud. Like, I was in between checking emails and I went into that free Primal Potential Facebook group, which we'll link to in the show notes. And I was just reading through posts over the last 12 to 14 hours. And I was like, that just inspires me. Like, mm-hmm. It's uplifting. It's positive. So yeah, that's a good idea. All right. Next question.
Okay. This person wrote in saying that they need to take action. How do they start instead of reading about it?
I wish in these moments, I have a radio show. I've never said that on the podcast, but I do. I have a radio show. And one of the things that's cool about the radio show is that you have the ability for people to call in. And I wish that we had that on the podcast, but it doesn't really work that way. I mean, we maybe could, but anyway, because what I would do in this situation, if I had a caller, Elizabeth, how do I start taking action instead of reading about it? I would say, listener, how do you start taking action instead of reading about it? Because I know that you know the answer. There is not anybody listening right now who is not saying, like, just start, right? Do something. If you have that awareness, you have the solution. The solution is in the question. How do I start? You start. Do something. Was that our birds?
I think so.
It sounded like somebody at the door.
Mm-hmm.
This is a zoo, kids. And the zooiness is going to be expanding because we have a new member of the zoo joining us, well, the day that you guys are hearing this. Saturday, the newest member of the Cape Cod Zoo joins the family, and it is a puppy named Rumi. I am picking him up on Saturday, today, the day that you guys hear this. And so there might be like puppy whimpering in mm-hmm. our future. And perhaps puppy barking and puppy chewing. And yeah,
I'm really excited. I can't stop smiling about it right now.
The funny thing is, like, since we got the chickens, and the chickens won't always be inside, but they are right now because they're babies. How many times in a day like, and you're not even here all day long, but like, let's say you're here for 6 hours. How many times do I get up and check on the chickens?
A lot. Like, I was bad with the guests of the boxes here, but you get up a lot and check those chickens, which I know you guys also can't see, but they're in a box. They're very contained, and yet Elizabeth needs to go over and check on them like all the time.
I know. So the point of that is, like, when there's a puppy who's not contained in a box, the distraction factor is going to go through the roof.
Next Saturday's podcast is going to be like 4 hours long.
Some people like that.
Good.
And other people are going to be like, it sounds like a farm. But it is.
It is a farm. Yeah.
Yeah. So whatever. So back to how to take action. Stop trying to figure it out. And just do something. It goes back to like the bad ideas. Just do something. I know for sure, even though I don't know who asked this question, you know the freaking answer. It's just that you don't want to take action on the answer, which is exactly the problem, which is exactly the thing you need to do. This is why the identity journal is such a great tool. And you've been using the identity journal.
Yes, I just started.
Do you like it?
I do.
It's just, well, I've been journaling forever. You have not. What? Does it make you feel like more focused?
Yours does specifically because I've used some in the past that are just blank. Mm-hmm. And I feel like, where do I start? Yeah. What do I even write down? And yours is very sort of specific. And you even gave some suggestions as to what to write. And I loved that.
Yeah. So I think that using this identity journal is such a great way to prompt yourself to take action, because one of the daily questions is, how do I want to feel today? And what am I going to do or not do to make sure that I feel that way? Whether you have an identity journal or not, you can ask and answer that question. This is not a tough one. And I know that you know you just need to take action. The fact that you're asking is just evidence that you want to stay in learning mode instead of doing mode, and you have everything you need. So just take action. That's all I got to say about that. Next.
When does the next 12-week program start? And what does the daily commitment really look like from a time standpoint?
It starts April 7th, which is tomorrow, which means that registration is closed. And I will tell you that one of the hardest things in the world for me is getting emails on day two or day three from people who say, either I just found your podcast, or I hadn't been listening, or I didn't know registration was open. You know, what do I do? And I have to say, I'm sorry. You know, the next one is in 3 to 6 months. Last summer, we did not do a summer session. I haven't decided if we're going to do a summer session this year or not. So either the next one will start in April, May, June, July, or September, October. I don't know, but I will know soon. So keep your eye on the page, because we'll put a wait list up within the next few days for the next session. And we'll decide this week when the next session will be. What the daily commitment really looks like from a time standpoint, a few minutes, because here's the deal. These are tools that we're implementing into your life as it exists. We're not creating this like separate piece of your life, because that would be ridiculous. The 12 weeks to transformation doesn't compete with your life. You don't have to carve separate time out. It is something that you incorporate into your life as you live it. So the reason I say a few minutes, because there's daily coaching audios that are, you know, anywhere from 1 to 3 or 4 minutes. Like, that's the only time you really have to carve out. There's a weekly challenge, but keeping up with that is less, significantly less time than the podcast. So, and really, when we talk about like the daily commitment, you are committed daily to something. It's just, are you committed to staying where you've been, or are you committed to doing things differently? But the time is the same. Yeah.
Last question here. How do I maintain consistency and motivation when I just want to quit on myself? I'm tired of the endless cycle.
I am super passionate about when people are thinking in fragmented thoughts, pieces of reality, emotional corners of the truth. And I think those moments when you're like, I just don't even care, I just want to quit, it's reflective of those incomplete truths, those fractions of reality, those emotional corners of the story When you say, I just want to quit, you have to, and I use the power of questions for this, and Chasing Cupcakes is a really great tool. Chasing Cupcakes, for those of you that don't know, is my book. I will link to it on the show notes. You can just go to Amazon, search Chasing Cupcakes. Questions are the primary tool in the book. And questions are the way that we can uncover when we are thinking in these emotional fractions of reality and not thinking in complete thoughts. When you say, I just don't even care, I want to quit on myself, challenge that. That is not the whole story. What else is true? What happens if you quit? Is that really what you want? Have you done that before, and what was the outcome? I think that those moments when you want to quit on yourself are the opportunity to step into, to explore, to investigate what else is true. What am I not considering? And I talked on the podcast, and people always email me and remind me of this story, because I think we've all been in these moments. It was a few days before Thanksgiving, and I had this loaf of banana chocolate chip bread that I was going to bring to my aunt's house. Sarah's like, that sounds good.
Sounds really good.
Yeah, it was from Laura's. Have you ever had their bread?
No.
Yeah, it's good.
I'll have to try.
Yeah. So I had this on the counter, and I was kind of like, I just want to open it up and eat it now. Like, who cares? Tomorrow's Thanksgiving. Like, I'll, you know, come Monday, it'll all be back to normal. I just don't even care. And in that moment, I was like, okay, that's true. I totally want to eat this bread right now. 100%. And it's also true that on Monday, like, I would get back to whatever makes me feel great, because I would probably feel like a fatted calf at that point. But what is also true is I don't want to be that girl. What is also true is that I would feel terrible. Like, I wouldn't finish that and go, good choice, Elizabeth. That was totally worth it. You know, I talk about this with working out regularly. I'm like, I don't want to go to the gym. But never, ever, ever have I said, I really regret that workout. So we have to start exploring the full version of the truth. Well, yes, it can be very valid to say, I don't even care, but don't have that be the end of the discussion, because then it's just a card you've played because you know it works and it's going to talk you into what you want in a moment. Alternatively, have that be the beginning of your thought process. What am I saying I don't care about? And is that true? Do I really not care? And what does it mean for my life? What does it mean for my happiness? What does it mean for my health if I really decide I don't care about that anymore? And is there a chance that actually I really do care a whole lot? I'm just playing this card because I really want to like eat cake. And how am I going to feel after said cake? Am I going to be like, it was worth it? What other options are there? And what would it take for me to care? If I just want to quit, what would it take for me to really be excited about continuing on? What would it take for me to feel charged up and motivated? And is there something that I can do to facilitate that feeling instead of surrendering to this one? That's what I think. Do we have anything else?
That's it. Those are all our questions for this week.
That kind of goes by fast.
I know. So for us.
I know, for us, yeah. But we also are like, shiny things, chickens, yeah. And we did it without interruptions and only one small technical difficulty.
Mm-hmm.
All right, I got to check in with you, Sarah. This is now your fourth, maybe?
I think so.
Are you digging it?
Oh, yeah, I am digging it. I feel like a pro. I probably don't sound like a pro, but I feel like one.
You look like a pro. We've got the pro thing going on. What is your favorite part? You've been on the team for like a month?
Yeah. It has been a month.
That's crazy. What's your favorite part?
I have really been enjoying seeing the same sort of names and faces pop up, whether that's like your clients or the people in the Facebook groups, the emails we get. I just kind of feel like it's a community that I'm in, and I really love that.
And people are like so inspiring.
I know.
I sent you the other day, one of the 12 Weeks to Transformation folks, Shannon, not only wrote the poem that I shared on the podcast a couple weeks ago, she wrote another one and this big long testimonial that was just like so inspiring.
Mm-hmm.
And I sent it to you and I was like, you just have to read this to just feel better.
I know. It was so well written and so thoughtful and genuine and so kind of her to just put her thoughts together and send them your way.
It was amazing. Well, I am loving having you here. And I've said to you a million times, like, I don't know how I did everything before you were here, because well, I feel you. Like I stay really busy and you stay really busy.
Yeah, I know. Sometimes we go for a while. We don't even talk to each other. We're just focused on things. But yeah, I'm really happy to be here. So thank you.
All right, guys, if you have questions, if you have topics that you'd like to hear Sarah and I chat about, like random shiny things, just go to primalpotential.com/inbox and you can submit them there. The show notes page for today's episode is primalpotential.com/585. And I'll put the questions that we addressed. I will put a link to Chasing Cupcakes, and definitely stay tuned. We will have a wait list up for the next 12 weeks to transformation very soon. And for those of you who are on board for the spring session, we're crazy excited to work with you. So with that, Sarah, have a great weekend.
You too. Can't wait to be back next week with a puppy.
I know, right? We're going to have to do lots of pictures and videos in the Facebook group.
Yes.
We will link to the Facebook group in the show notes too. So if you are not a part of that group, just go to primalpotential.com/585 and we will link it up there. Make it a great day, guys. Every choice is a chance. I'll talk to you soon.
Thank you so much for joining me for another episode of the Primal Potential Podcast, where my goal is not to inform you, but to transform you. And if you would like to receive free motivation and strategy and recipes, workouts, meal ideas every week right to your inbox, just text the word PRIMAL to the number 44222 or go to primalpotential.com/join. It's a great way to get the tools, the strategies, and the practical implementation assistance that you need to create your own transformation between podcast episodes. Just text the word PRIMAL to the number 44222 or go to primalpotential.com/join. See you there.